terrorist attacks in New Orleans, Las Vegas underscore urgency for Senate in confirming Trump's national security nominees. By Nick Gilbertson on January 2, 2025. The importance of swiftly confirming President-elect Donald Trump's national security nominees has taken on a new gravity in the aftermath of terrorism on New Year's Day. The attack in New Orleans, Louisiana, which authorities are investigating as an act of terrorism and say was carried out by Shamsuddin Jabbar, killed 14 and injured dozens more. The Cybertruck explosion outside of Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, killed one, Matthew Leivelsberger, the man accused of renting the Cybertruck, and injured seven more. The New Year's Day attacks, which authorities currently say appear unrelated, come just before the confirmation process commences for Trump's cabinet picks and the transition of power on January 20. Representative Mike Waltz, RFL, Trump's nominee for National Security Advisor, emphasized the national security need for timely confirmations during an appearance on Fox News's Fox and Friends Thursday. "This is why getting President Trump's cabinet in is so important. We need Governor Noem at DHS, Department of Homeland Security. We need Kash Patel at FBI, we need Pete Hegseth at DOD, Department of Defense," he said. Waltz said these and other critical cabinet nominees must be in place day one, because this is a moment in transition of vulnerability. Similarly, incoming Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso, RY, is calling for a swift confirmation process in the aftermath of the New Year's Day attacks. "The U.S. Senate must confirm President Trump's national security team as soon as possible. Lives depend on it," Barrasso wrote in a post on X. Several other senators and Sen-elect Bernie Moreno, RO, also underscored the importance of getting Trump's national security team in place. After what appears to potentially be an ISIS-inspired terrorist attack last night in New Orleans, "it's even more vital that we quickly confirm all of President Trump's nominees," Moreno wrote in a post on X. "Every single national security nominee should be confirmed and ready to protect America by January 20. Senators Mark Wayne Mullen, ROK, and Rick Scott, RFL, shared similar sentiments. "The U.S. Senate must confirm President Trump's national security picks as soon as possible," Mullen tweeted. "I'll be working to ensure President Trump has every tool at his disposal, including a fully confirmed national security and intelligence team ASAP to investigate these attacks and make our country safe again," Scott wrote in a post on X. Calls for a swift confirmation process for Trump's national security nominees are also extending beyond the halls of Congress. In a statement to Breitbart News, Angel Mom Ann Fundner, whose 15-year-old son, Weston, was killed in a fentanyl poisoning, urged the confirmation of Trump's national security team at the earliest possible opportunity. "America's borders have been wide open for the last 4 years, and the scourge of drugs, crime, and violence have followed as a result," Fundner said. "My gifted and talented 15-year-old son was a casualty of the fentanyl epidemic that's taken so many lives, and I fight every day in his memory to prevent more families from having to go through the horror that we endure constantly. It's time to put an end to the assault on the people of this country and give President Trump the tools he'll need to stop the suffering. It's time to confirm his national security team at the earliest possible opportunity," she added.